Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland, and this is my show called Going Global for Spirit. Of course, you know we're on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's what they tell me, and I believe them. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. I'll give you two phone numbers in a moment. One that is a worldwide number, and the second one is a number that the United States and Canada share for you folks to call in toll-free. This is an uninterrupted hour, and you're invited to call anytime and often as we share this hour. My guest this evening was supposed to be Elka, my rune buddy. Unfortunately, her mom passed this week. So Elka is taking care of family issues. We've jokingly laughed because every time we schedule to get her here, something catastrophic seems to happen. The first time, she got an unexpected opportunity to take a trip that she'd wanted to take for a very long time and do the Nordic path of things, and that's not catastrophic. That was wonderful. But then her papa-in-law passed, and now her mom has passed, and something else happened. I can't remember. We've scheduled her four times. But be patient with us, please. We will get her on. She wants to be with us. I want her to be on. She just oozes the runes and that lifestyle, and you're just going to enjoy her so much. Those phone numbers are worldwide 877-489-6350. Let me give that to you again, 877-489-6350. Now, if you live in the United States or Canada, please call 1-888-228-4494. 228-4494, prefaced by 1-888. So, remember, we have a whole hour, and I would love for you to call and talk to me about whatever you want to talk to me tonight. It is Ash Wednesday. I don't know how many of you folks are out there this evening, so call and let me know. I understand that we had a phone call about 30 minutes ago for Elka and I. If you are out there, kind lady, call in again. Visit with me. I know you're disappointed that Elka's not here. She sent out emails, I sent out emails, and it isn't going to happen for a while. Next week, we're going to have Grace, a reader from El Paso. We'll talk about feelings and that sort of thing, since it is the day before Valentine's Day. Grace. She has her own radio show, has had for many, many years in the El Paso area. She does a call-in show a little bit like this one, except she does a lot of readings more so than discussion. Okay, those phone numbers again, worldwide, 877-489-6350, and Canada and USA, 1-888-228-4494. This is kind of an open mic night. You're welcome to call in and get readings from me if you would like. And talk about anything you would like to, since I don't really have a subject tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about love, since this is the month of love. Grace will be on the 13th. Beyond that, I'm going to have to let you know. I just realized that I had a cancellation, the lady that was going to be on the 20th, but she'll be back with us on the 27th. You really don't want to miss it. Robert Baca is going to be here. I hate to compare him to anybody because he is, of course, his own talent, but if you are familiar with John Holland and some of the others, he does big groups of people and does readings for them, and he's quite good. He's really, really good, so you want to call in that night, too. But tonight, this is Ash Wednesday. What does Ash Wednesday mean to you, whether you are a Christian or just your opinions of it? I don't care what religion you are. If you have an opinion about Ash Wednesday and what it leads up to, give me a call. I know our church is having a thing tonight, a service tonight. People will be touched on their heads with ashes, and looking forward to Lent. What are you giving up for Lent, folks? Are you giving anything up for Lent? Does Lent mean anything to you? I'm not into some big, heavy conversation about religion, But it's always, always, always interesting to find out what other people feel and think, and how we mesh into this great big thing that we call the world, and how our opinions are important to others. Since I'm a tarot person, for those of you who may not realize that, how could you not if you've listened to my show? But nonetheless, cups are all about love and emotions. So we'll talk about those periodically tonight, but I wanted to also look at the death card since we have a death amongst us. The death card astrologically is a Scorpio ruled by Pluto. It's a blue-green. If you look at the tarot, most tarot decks show what looks like a skeleton with a suit of armor on, usually black, on a horse, usually white or gray. White, of course, is purity. Gray is that wisdom of the color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. And in the Rider-Waite deck, you have far off on the right-hand side in the background of the Twin Towers with the sun rising, or is it setting? I suspect it's rising, with what looks like a Pope figure on his feet with his hands out, and a child and a mother, and the horse just kind of rambles right through there. It's significant in that it says time waits for no one, because death is a form of time passing. It's not a bad card. The death card comes up and people get really scared, but it just shows change. And of course, Elka and her family right now are going through that change. Her mom has not been well for some time. So in one way, this is a relief, and in another, of course, it's difficult because mom's not going to be there for a long time. The Hebrew word is shaf, C-H-A-F, means a closed hand. This card also comes up for people who are psychically very in tune, which I find is interesting because at that moment, that split second between that last breath and the body, the spirit leaving the body, there is total understanding of where you're going, where you've been, and what you accomplished here. Of course, you go on and go to whatever station, so to speak, at least in my imagination, and you work on those things. But that split second brings you that forever knowledge of what you're all about and complete psychic ability, and you suddenly know everything about everything around you. And how do I know that? Because I've been there. I've been there 3 times in my life at that little split second and got sent back. So it's kind of a neat place to be. It's not anything to be afraid of at all. Sad, perhaps, because this life is over and those that love you are going to mourn you, and I don't think many of us want to leave our loved ones with tears in their eyes, but some of them will smile and say, gosh, they don't hurt anymore, you know, but we're still human. We still work on that. Okay, back to the Ace of Cups. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, and Elka was supposed to be with us if you're just now tuning in, but her mom passed this last week, early in the week, and she's not going to be with us for probably a couple months, but seems they have quite a bit to do with that, and Elka has some other commitments as well, so we're going to have to just keep in touch with her and know that it's going to happen. Call in. I'm open for questions. It's kind of an open mic night. We don't particularly have any particular subject other than love, since it's February. Have any ideas on the politicians? I'm willing to listen to that, too. The Republican side seems to have their forerunner, but, you know, we can't ever say not over till, what do they say, the fat lady thing, so to speak. Of course, on our Democratic side, it is really just kind of neck and neck. But what's your opinion? What has Spirit told you? Who's going to win? That sort of thing. We're talking about anything and everything tonight. The Ace of Cups, aces are always offers. Cups, of course, represent emotion or emotional support. The Rider-Waite deck shows a cup with a peace disc and a dove and water coming out of it, and what the water flowing down into the lily, what looked like a lily pond, but meaning, of course, the water meaning, of course, even more emotion and so forth. Color gray, wisdom and knowledge, that's behind the offer, that's part of the trust. Someone truly has our best interest at heart and is in a position to help in any way possible. There's great joy and can be prospect of abundance with this kind of card, a different kind of abundance perhaps. It doesn't necessarily have to be financial. It's emotional. And when it's in reverse, the expected offer is probably not going to happen or is disappointing. Maybe there are too many strings attached. If it comes up with the Seven of Cups, the illusion card upright, it's a clear warning to stay away from the situation. Okay, 877-489-6350. That's your worldwide number, USA and Canada. 1-888-228-4494. You're invited to call in anytime and often as we share this next hour. I'm so used to having guests now, I'm going to be lonesome tonight if somebody doesn't call in. Next week we have Grace from El Paso. So she's a very good psychic. Don't forget to call in on that one either. Were you with us last week when we had Julie Chambers on? She's a numerologist. We talked about, extensively, we talked about numbers and that sort of thing. One of the things that I want to remind you about is the year 2008, the number within itself, just the number, not the month, but the number of the year. That adds up to 10, which adds up to 1. It's a singular number in its own way, in its own right. The number 1, we always start off with your 0, but the number 1 is a singular number and a statement that says you, standing up looking in the mirror, you, by yourself, work better this year than you ever have on projects that involve just you. Getting yourself in better shape, getting yourself mentally in better shape, all that sort of thing. It's a you year. Y-O-U equal number one. Number one equal Y-O-U. That doesn't mean that you need to exclude or even include other people in your plans. Just keep them focused on you. Now, I hear the minds going, but that's selfish. No, it really isn't. You know, you hold things close to your breast and you kind of keep your own secrets and you work on yourself. You don't have to make a stand on the mountain declaration of, I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do this. You just do it and you work towards something. It's the year, a very good year, for you to go back to school, get married, get a divorce, start a business, close a business, become a stronger spiritual person. Look at religion if that's important to you. Anything. Take that trip. Anything has been work on yourself. Speaking of trips, let me bring this up. For years, I've been seeing people having a hard time getting in and out of the United States, and I've been telling people, and I think I brought this up on one other show, but for some reason it seems important. Get your passport. Get your passport. For some reason. And then all of a sudden I heard on television, and I only heard it one time. Just one time. I don't know if the powers that be yanked it off the air or what. But there are airlines that are going to make it very hard for you to get on a plane without passports. Because of the terrorism issues. Now, you know what that's going to do. They're just going to make passports easier for terrorists to get. Nonetheless, the good guys will carry passports that are real. But the fact remains, it's going to get harder to get in and out and get in and in and around the United States. So get your passports. And in the next 7 to 10 years, go to those countries that you want to go to. Save your pennies, clear up a credit card, go take that dream vacation. Because it's not so much that the United States is going to say you can't go to that country. It may very well be that it will be difficult to get out of the United States to go to that country, or that country may say, no, we're not taking Americans this month. So, go take those dream trips. It's going to get harder and harder to get in and out of Mexico. Been telling people that for years. So, and I don't think you want to climb a wall. That's the hard way to do it. So, and not near as much fun, I'm sure. So get your passports, take your trips, do what you can. You know, nowadays, it's so much easier to take a trip. Yes, you're still going to spend money. But, and there's nothing that replaces putting your feet on foreign soil. That is such a thrilling thing. Having grown up an Army brat, I get to say that. Because we got to travel. But, if you can't afford it, and you can get to a computer or you can read a book, you can get a sense of whether you really want to go to that place or not. And on the computer, you can do real-time travel. Real-time, meaning that it's happening right now, that moment. So you get a real sense of, do I want to go to that state? Do I want to go to that country? Do I want to go to that town in that country? You can always go to your travel agents and say, give me the ins and outs of traveling here to there. So you can do a lot of research these days that even 10 years ago was difficult to do. Okay, end of that lecture. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. That's call in for worldwide, Canada and United States, 1-888-228-4494. Call me. I don't want to be lonesome tonight, and I don't want to be babbling. This was supposed to be Elka's night, but in case you just joined us, her mom passed, so she's not going to be here for a while. Please send prayers to Elka's family, and when you think of her, it's not necessarily an, oh, it is. It's hurtful, absolutely, but there's a relief that's going on with the family as well. So we can just send them our prayers and good wishes. Next week we will have Grace from El Paso, a phenomenal psychic. So please, 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 please call in. Okay, what else do we want to talk about tonight? The Two of Cups. Cups are emotions, so we're going to talk about cups tonight. The Two of Cups shows a man and a woman exchanging cups, and behind them is the doctor symbol that I never can, the insignia that the medical profession uses with the coiled snakes. I never say it right, so I'm not even going to try. Always comes out Medusa, and that's not it. So it also implies caduceus. There we go. It also implies or can imply illness if it's with some of the sword cards, mental illness, the devil card, that kind of thing. It's a mutual exchange when it's in its upright position. It's meant to show sharing and respect. The number two itself means a coming together of energies in order to create something. When this card comes up, especially if it comes up above or below somebody, for me as a reader, it typically means that that person needs attention, medical attention, even if it's just a good dental checkup. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of yellow on this card. So the positive energy of yellow is there for the sharing, the positive energy is there. When combined with the upright Three of Swords, to me, a great disappointment. Just plain old, the Three of Swords is a heart. It's a very simple card with a heart that's being pierced by three swords, and it can mean disappointment. If it's with the Ten of Cups, it's great happiness ahead. That's the Kabbalah card is the Ten of Cups. When it's in reverse, the sharing is not happening. Maybe the proposal is not going to come like we had hoped. It could be a divorce or an unhappy business relationship. Have to look around to see what other suits are around that. If it's a Swords, you look to negative attitudes. If it's the Pentacles, what's happening with the pocketbook. If it's the Wands, look at how your client feels about their career, because this is a feeling card. Okay, this is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Give me a call tonight. I'm on my own. Elka can't be here with me tonight. Her mom passed. We'll say that probably 100 times before the end of the show. So send prayers to Elka, E-L-K-A, in case you're wondering how to spell her name. This is the Love Month, so we're going to talk a little bit about love, and that happens to be, for me, the Cups of the Tarot deck. We're going to do our individual lessons here. Valentine's is coming up. We'll really talk about love next week with Grace from El Paso. So have your love questions ready. Somebody out there has got to know about Cupid. How did Cupid get started as a representation for love? Does anybody out there know what country Cupid, postcards, how did the legend start about Cupid shooting an arrow? If you know that, give us a call. If you don't, ask people this week or look it up and call us next week. That would be a fun thing to talk about, is Mr. Cupid and how even cards or the idea got started that he should represent Valentine's. And who was Valentine? Saint Valentine? Who was Saint Valentine? Was there a Saint Valentine? I know there was. How did he get associated with our love, the whole energy of the love thing? And who came up with the idea that we should even have a Valentine's Day? You know, it's very commercialized, just like Christmas is these days. But if you know any of those little nits and bits and pieces, call in and share them with us. It's a fun thing to talk about. And share. Fun thing to share. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada, 1-888-228-4494. I understand I was giving out the wrong phone number at one time for Canada, and it was 228 is the correct one, but I was giving another twisted number. I'm not even going to plant it in your brain. And it had to do with a mortgage company. They were calling this mortgage company, which I'm sure is closed at this time of day. But nonetheless, I had some phone calls on that one. The Three of Cups. The nickname for this card is the Party Card. And it shows three females nicely dressed, frankly with what looks like pumpkins on the ground, but lots of new growth, gourds. Pumpkin is a gourd. And these ladies are lifting their glasses in what looks like salute. So there's a celebration going on. They're happy. Remember that the number three is the fruition number. It's two things coming together to make a third. And it really is the party card. Women are usually the ones that put together celebrations, let's face it. Of course, in today's time, guys are getting better about it. Thank you, guys. But we're looking at babies, and baby showers and weddings and reunions and that sort of thing. With the Two of Cups, it can mean the birth of a baby or a new business venture, new beginnings. And it's a great healing time. This card, I love to see this card come up. I've had this card come up right next to the Tower card, which, of course, gets rid of things that you don't need in your life. And then you turn right around and you cleanse yourself and you're going forward. If it's in reverse, it's an unhappy outcome for whatever this union is, even if it's a baby thing. And in reverse, it can imply imbalance to any given situation. If the coin is in the middle of a medical situation, there's no cause for concern. It will be taken care of, whatever it is. If there's a celebration to go to, it'll be more of a command performance. When the card's in reverse, it's like you've got to go to the wedding, whether you want to or not. You have to go to that Christmas party, whether you want to or not. It's an obligation kind of thing. So I tell people all the time, take your business cards, look your prettiest, take a nice gift, drink the champagne, eat the cake, and go home. And just know you've made some good inroads. So you respect the event, respect the reason for the event, and just have a great time with it. Just go do what you need to do. For those of you that are just joining us, Elka's not with us this evening. Her mom has passed. She'll be with us when she can. We're getting there. I've invited folks to talk about Ash Wednesday, St. Valentine, how Cupid got in the mix here, how Valentine's Day came to fruition, why it got started. And if you know the history on those, please call us. This is Love Month. We're going to look at the Four of Cups. We're picking on the cups tonight because they're all about emotion, and this is February, and I want to talk about love. Call in and talk to me about love. Love, love, love. What does it mean to you? There are all kinds of love. There's love that leads to passion. There's love of another person. There's love of art. There's love of all kinds. So join in. Tell me about love, what it means to you. On the Four of Cups, excuse me, a hand comes out of the cloud. There's a guy sitting, leaning up against the tree. We're assuming that he's either sleeping or resting in meditation. One cup is in the hand. There are three sitting in the ground, on the ground. And I think this is an interesting division, kind of like the Four of Swords, where the Three of Swords are hanging on the wall and one sword is on the bed-looking thing. There's a separation here, too. And the number one, of course, is that beginning, the beginning of things. Just like this idea can be a beginning of things that he's being handed. And then you have the Three of Swords sitting on the ground, and the number three is fruition. two things coming together to make a third, the number four itself is the foundation number, that which you build on. So this hand comes out of the cloud offering creativity. It can be dream information, inspiration, spiritual knowledge. Often while we sleep or meditate, we receive this kind of information. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, I'm going to sleep on it tonight, which is an excellent idea. Got a problem? You know, some sleep specialists would say, don't go to bed worried about something. And I agree, 110%. But you can go to bed thinking about it. How can we fix it? How can we make it right? What's the better path to take? Maybe the better path is not the one you really want to take, but it is a better path. So you sleep on it. You get this information. The tree that he leans on creates a feeling of support and of being grounded, even in a slumber state. And some people sleep with crystals nearby. That helps them be grounded a little bit. Higher hematite, that pretty little gray stone. When you carry stones around with you, folks, you don't have to have gigantic pieces. I suggest to people never bigger than a quarter. Others say no bigger than a nickel. And especially if you carry a pouch of stones, the right combination of stones for you, keeping you grounded. And some people sleep with hematites because they tend to do out-of-body travel or just really stay busy at night. We still need to stay somewhat grounded so we can get some rest. This Four of Cups reminds us of trust and faith that we should put into our universal messages. He does have his arms across his chest as if he's trying to protect himself from something. And, of course, that could be the heart chakra. He's tired. He's ready for a long rest from the pressures that surround him. But he's getting ideas if he will just pay attention. Sometimes when we're under stress, that's the hardest time of all, to pay attention to our instincts, our psychic ability. We get so clouded. Things just get so messy in our heads, we can't hear ourselves think. And the Four of Cups suggests that. If the card is in reverse, I'd have to say that the court's not paying attention to the information that's being offered to him. Maybe he's purposely ignoring this precious gift that's being given to him. Certainly he can't understand it for some reason. So we have to caution them that continually turning away could result in nightmares or some other strong form of message. And that could be a slap up the head, like being forced to have a broken leg so you have to stay home and listen and it's real hard for you to get around. That sort of thing. This does not have to be a negative event, just attention getting. This card, when combined with the Four Swords, the Meditation and Repose card, it's a strong statement of not understanding messages, especially if the Four of Swords is in reverse. The Four of Swords was the one we were just talking about, where the three swords are hanging on the wall and the fourth one is down underneath like it's supporting him. So the Four of Cups is very much a message card, an inspiration card. And remember, it's a cup. So there's love, there's support, there's high level of positive energy being given with the message because it's being given with genuine concern. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. You're invited to call in anytime and often. We have 35 or 40 more minutes, minus Elka because her mom passed. But please call in with your questions. I'll be glad to do readings for you. It's kind of an open mic night. No particular subject. I'm choosing to do the cups because it's the love month. But call in. So I just won't ramble forever and ever and ever. The Five of Cups, called the Despair card. It shows what looks like a male figure with his back to us, his head down, and a cloak drawn all up around him. He has two cups that are upstanding behind him, three that are knocked over, and they're spilling something. They're spilling red and green. Green to me is the color of healing. Red, of course, is, I call red the kick in the butt color. Let's go. Let's get it done. There's a bridge off in the distance. Nothing is damaged in this card. There's water. It's smooth. It's narrow. Looks like you could walk across it, could walk across the bridge. There's a what looks like a mini castle in the background that he, so things are solid. He can get where he needs to go. The two cups represent opportunity, two more opportunities to fix something. And even though the liquids are spilled out of the cups are not broken. There's still repairability going on, possibilities for correcting past actions. Some people call this the shame card or prideful regret. He's got his back turned on someone or something that has been emotionally important to him. Remember, we're working with the cups tonight. Emotionally important to him. The overturned cups represent issues that can be changed. Remember, the cups are not damaged. They're together. The upright cups are possibilities for correcting past actions. We have to assume that they are still full, whatever they're holding. The dark colors draw attention to how dark the emotions are because of the circumstances. This can represent, it can show up with the divorce card, illness, anger, frustration, difficult business situations, bad financial choices. It can show up for all kinds of things. These issues, whatever they are, should be handled with patience and as lovingly as possible. We have to look at the other cards around this card to see if the coin is dealing with love, business, or family. Business kind of incorporates money. If it's in reverse, the situation is not as awful as first thought. However, the coin is still recovering from a difficult experience and is just beginning to see the lessons that needed to be learned. There's hope that all is not lost. Now, I've had this card show up for things that happened 5 years ago or more. And people are just beginning to see the lessons that they needed to learn. And since I believe that everything's on universal time, that was the appropriate time. Some people would say, oh my gosh, they waited so long. But everything is universally perfect, whether we like it or not. That includes me, whether we like it or not. Whenever we learn whenever we realize our lessons, let's talk about that for a minute. Sometimes we learn the lesson. You get burned when you put your hand in fire. You know not to do that again, but sometimes we don't understand, number one, why we put our hand there when we knew already it was going to get hurt. Or maybe we already understood the concept of fire, but we didn't respect it. So this card can look at years back and finally figure out why we did what we did. We learned the lesson. We just couldn't figure out why we had to go do it the first time. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. Going Global for Spirit. That's exciting for me. BBSRadio.com. It's the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And that phone number worldwide, folks, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, you share a phone number, 1-888-228-4494. And I would love to do at least one or two readings tonight for you folks. It's Ash Wednesday. I know folks are not at home tonight, a lot of them. They're caught up with doing their church thing. I know there was a big service at our church tonight I didn't get to go to. But I enjoy sharing my evenings with you folks. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I know you will be safe. And starting this time of Lent, call in and tell me what you're going to give up for Lent, if you're going to give up even ugly thoughts. You know, you don't have to give up food and stuff. You can give up attitudes. How about that for thought? But you have to be real. Whatever you do, you can't do it halfway. If this happens to be your first experience with Lent, then maybe you do. You're not going to get in trouble for not doing it 110%, but if you kind of have to kind of ease into Lent. sometimes. That's why you don't say, I'm going to give up food. Give up sugar. You know, you can always replace it with honey if you want to be. Well, what is that right word? Oh, I can't think of the right word. Sneaky comes to mind because it's still a sugar. But you get the point. You ease into things. You can give up everything green. Of course, if you don't already like broccoli, that's cheating. If you love green beans, you got to give up green beans. See, make it simple. It doesn't have to be huge. And then 5 years from now, when you've got the gist of what Lent's all about, then you give up the big things, the biggie. I have one friend that walks to work during Lent, and she has to walk a mile and a half. But to her, since walking is so hard for her, that's a real deal. And she's done that for years, years and years and years. I have other friends that do things like give up alcohol or give up their evening beer or give up sugar or give up coffee. Or, you know, and by the time Lent is over, you're wishing that you didn't know that person. So you have to give it up from the heart, or it doesn't work, and not become insufferable to the people around you. Okay, I have another girlfriend that gives up movies. That's cheating. She hardly ever goes to movies anyway, so it's no big deal to her. But she makes that statement. And you know when things like that happen. 10 dozen people ask you to go out, and they all want to go see movies. It backfires on you sometimes. Elka was supposed to be with us this evening, my rune friend, but her mom has passed, so please send her your prayers. The family would appreciate it, I know. She'll be here in next month or so, and will share her rune knowledge with us. Please call in. I'd love to share part of this hour with you. Do a reading. I haven't done a reading. I've only done one reading today, so I'm going through withdrawal. That's what happens with us practicing psychics. We go through withdrawals when we can't do readings for you folks. And if you know anything about Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's, why do we have a Valentine's Day? Who started that one that also became commercially important to our world? Of course, not as important as Christmas, but important to the retailers out there. And what are you folks doing planning for Valentine's Day? Try to keep it low-key this year. Go green this year with your Valentine stuff. I understand here in Austin that most of the restaurants are already reserved. A friend of mine is coming in, and he was trying very hard to find a nice reservation, and I think he procured the last reservation seat at a really nice restaurant. So looking forward to that, but understand it. Even at this, and this is only the 6th, so you may end up doing something at home, something special, and going green with it, but that's not so bad, is it? That can be fun to celebrate Valentine's Day with whoever is special in your life, your mom, your dad, your kids. Doesn't have to be a spouse if you don't have one, obviously, or another partner. I've celebrated Valentine's Day a couple of times with just a group of friends, and it was wonderful. So, but remembering nice thoughts of relationships past, should you have to work that day or that night or both, and you're not with somebody you consider special, they're only a thought away. And don't forget to call. And if you can, and say hello, send an email. And, of course, you still have time to send one of those wonderful commercial things called cards. I'll be sending my grandkids little cards this week to each one of them. Just takes a moment to say I love you, and it doesn't have to cost any more than a stamp or a phone call. So don't forget to do that. We're going to look at the Six of Cups. I call this the Want a Cookie Little Girl card because it shows what looks like young children, a little girl. She's looking up into the face of a slightly older child, which is the clothing implies that it's probably a boy. And he's handing her a cup. Remember, we're talking about emotions tonight. That looks like it has flowers in it. And behind him is what looks like homes, a village of sorts. And 4 cups sitting on the ground. He has one in his hand, and one sits up on a little column, which has a shield on it, and it has gray. This sweet face little card offers superficial goodies. Usually it's from somebody in our past that's aware of our emotional weaknesses. somebody that is willing to loan us the money for a new business, but then they never let us forget it. We can never pay them back. You can pay back every penny in 20 days, but they loaned you the money. They'll never let you forget it. This can be, that sentiment can be altered if the Three of Cups, remember it's the party card, or one of the spiritually strong major arcana cards is present. It can also mean a challenging relationship, either personal or professional. This particular card can. This card appears for children's activities or emotional needs, as well as our need to review our childhood. And that's important. We need to look at our childhood someday. We need to, as adults, look back and see what garbage we're carrying. And I call it garbage, lovingly, from our childhood. What is still affecting us in a negative way? That doesn't mean that we shouldn't have learned from the event. But as adults, we shouldn't let, and I'm not a therapist, but I bet one would tell you this, that we shouldn't let negative events continue to control our present day. We should learn from them. If we need therapy, get therapy. To the point, too many people carry their past experiences around with them for way too long, like an albatross, and they never have a good adulthood. And what's even more sad is that they never try to fix it. Or they're too proud to go to a therapist or too proud to go to a psychiatrist. Don't mean to sound preachy. Just, if you need help, get help. Don't let this card come up as a signal that you haven't attempted to get help. And I hear people say all the time, well, I've gone to therapists. And my response to them is, well, either it wasn't time, wasn't the right therapist, or you weren't doing the work, or all three. So let's try again. It's 5 years later, 10 years later. Let's try again. You're in a better place. You've lived a little more. You're more willing to look at things. You're more willing to admit what's going on. And especially if that person is the victim, always the victim. If you were a victim once in childhood or early, we tend to carry that mode with us through adulthood, sometimes in a positive way, in that we're never going to be victimized again. And we set up those boundaries. So you have to figure out which side of the fence you're on. This card draws attention to the past and future relationships that we need to be cautious of. That's why I call it the one and cookie little girl card. Can't always tell what the intents are. Reversed. We need to take emotional caution. If you accept this offer, they're not telling you not to accept it. Just take be cautious. Perhaps the quarant is expecting an offer from a past involvement, and it's not going to happen. It's like going to the past lover that you know just adored you, but things didn't end well, and you need something, and he's not or she is not coming forth with it. So we concentrate on the future. We encourage our people to look forward as new things begin to fall in the quarant's lap, which is good, new opportunities. You know, when one door opens, and I know you hate to hear this, none of us like to have doors shut in our face. When one door shuts, another one always opens. Always, always. Might not be the door we would like to see open, but another one opens. Lots of opportunities if we will allow it. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit. Going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. I understand that a lady called about 30 minutes before our show starts. I have noted in my schedule that it is Central Standard Time. That has confused some folks because on the BBS schedule, I think it still says 5:30 or 5:55 or something like that. It's Central Standard Time is 7:55. We start at 7:55 p.m. So, lady, if you're still out, I would love to talk with you, even though Elka's not here. I would love to help you if I can. Can't help you with runes, but I can help you with a psychic reading if you'd like one. Worldwide, call me on 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, you share a phone line, 1-888-228-4494. Please call in often, as we share what's left of the next hour. It's 8:41 by my clock. I'll be here until 8:55. Going Global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. And did you know that we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio internet on the planet with lots of cool things happening with bbsradio.com? I just got an email the other day about some other good stuff, and I want you to go on to the website. If, you know, when it pops up, it's a black background, and there's a whole lot on. There's a whole lot. Station 1, 2, 3, things that are happening, scheduled. But take your time and look over the new stuff that's happening. We have new programming coming on. Everything is archived. Every show is archived. My show, everything is archived. It may take a while for them to get everything into the archive, but I think they're probably just about caught up now. And I think you have to have a password. But you can go in and listen, not just to my show, but to every show that's there. You'll see schedule changes. You'll see schedule updates. So go in and look around. If you're just used to popping in on one station, go in and really search around and see what else is coming up for bbsradio.com. They are constantly growing, constantly changing, and always making us better. We've got some great people on channels 1 and 2. And, of course, they have the All Music channel, too. So it's a cool place to poke around on if you haven't. If you're just used to tuning in to particular radio shows, go in and do some searching. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, bbsradio.com. Worldwide, that phone number is 877-489-6350. Canada and U.S., you share 1-888-228-4494. Elka was supposed to have been with us tonight to do her rune, but her mom has passed, in case you're coming in late. But she will schedule again, and we will hope, this is the fourth scheduling, we'll hope nothing else happens, bless her heart. We're talking about love. This is Ash Wednesday. Call in and tell me what Ash Wednesday means to you. And I've asked if you know about the history and the folklore surrounding Valentine's Day. Share that with us. St. Valentine, Cupid, how come Cupid got blamed for shooting an arrow and causing love and passion? You know, you can't, Valentine's Day, you can't leave out love. You can't leave out the word passion, period. Because we're all passionate about something. We're passionate about our friends, the one that we love, if it's an intimate relationship, that kind of passion. But we can be passionate about just about everything. Spending time with our kids. Too many people get way lonely at Valentine's Day because they don't have that special someone. Have to go out and make a special someone, a kid, a parent, a friend who's in the same shoes you are. Just share the day, even if it's with a phone call, even if it's long distance. Don't forget to share your time. The Seven of Cups, that's called the illusion card because you've got a cloud, a big cloud. It has seven cards on it, and they contain different things, a woman's head, the mysteries of life, the castle, jewels, victory, the laurel for victory, a dragon, representing fears, snakes, that sort of thing. And then a man in it that looks almost like a dark silhouette with our back to us, with his back to us. Arms are kind of open. We only see one open arm. But when this card comes up, it implies that there's confusion, even hallucinations going on in that person's life. On the other hand, it's possible to have too much of a good thing. I don't know about that, but the cards imply that. But it's possible to be overwhelmed by that possibility. This is an emotional card. Remember that cups are emotions. And this could easily be a very negative emotional response. It can also be confusion. It could be confusion on purpose. Somebody wants to confuse us, doesn't want us to think straight. So when I see this card come up, I tell people to back off. When this card comes up with the Devil card or the Ace of Swords, which is a very mental card, I especially suggest that people back up and take a break from whatever situation they're in and look at things a little more clearly. But this card holds messages for all aspects of one's life. It could also be related to the dark side of your being. Remember that silhouette is black, and we all have a dark side to us. It just doesn't always pop up, but at times in our life, it shares itself with the world. A person has the right and the freedom to choose to select just one or bring all of those energies into their life. And those cups are full of the mysteries of life and jewels and victory. And, you know, we have a right to bring those or not into our life. The cloud is gray. That's the color of wisdom, which is cool. It's cool. Through all these choices runs a certain amount of knowledge and wisdom gained through living with the choices, even the shrouded figure in the middle, which are the mysteries of life. Somebody with high aspirations of growing spiritually might want to bring this one in, and fear. I know that's an odd combination, but that brings a balance. When we're learning new things, we need to be respectful, just a little bit. I don't like fear, but it makes us be cautious at times. Reversed, assumed choices are not available. Important statement, assumed. You know what they say about that word assume? Assumed choices are not available. There's great disappointment in any one of those options. It indicates a time to wait and to see, taking your time. It's not a time for disillusionment. Great things are about to happen. Just need to take our time. Continue to be strong and to be determined. Sometimes those things that are too good to be true, when this card's in reverse, a lot of times it says it's not too good to be true. You did win the lotto tonight. Or you did get that contract with that music company. It really is going to happen. And sometimes when wonderful things happen to us, we start questioning. Other people just run right in the middle of them. But for the most part, the working public get scared, and that's what this card tells us when it's in reverse. Don't be afraid. It's not an illusion. This is a cool thing. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit, and since Elka couldn't be with us tonight, we're going over the cup cards, which is the cups represent emotions and love, negative and positive, but still emotions. It's tricky things. And this is February. That's why we're talking about those tricky things. BBSRadio.com, worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada, U.S., 2888-228-4494. And by now, everybody should have those phone numbers. So why aren't you calling in? Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit. And, of course, you know this is BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to say a prayer for Elka this evening and her family. She'll be with us talking about her runes as quickly as she can. The Eight of Cups, I like the Eight of Cups. Let me describe it to you. It shows a person, could be a man or a woman, in a red cloak with red boots, walking in the midst of a step with a staff. Lots of gold. The ground is kind of a brownish gold. There are eight cups, five on the bottom and three stacked up. There's a little bit of water, a little bit of craggy stuff. You don't see buildings around. You see mostly landscape. Shows a full moon with a little sliver of a moon as well off to the left of the card. The number eight is infinity. That's the number of infinity. I love this card with red. The red, I call the red the kick in the butt color. It's let's go, let's get it done. This gentleman has his back to the cups. He's walking away from emotion. He's not even looking back. He's aware that this is a journey unlike any other he has ever attempted. Keyword. This one is spiritually based. Red is the color of passion. Passion to accomplish. Passion to get it done. The intent is to learn all that he can as quickly as he can. Now, the catch to that is, and I said this a while ago, everything is on universal time. He will get the knowledge when he is supposed to have it. I've known people that take arduous, around the world, spiritual journeys, and they come home and go, oh, no, they haven't learned anything. 2 or 3 months later, they go, aha, over and over and over again. Sometimes it doesn't sink in. So if you're on a trek of any kind with a purpose, don't be disappointed if you don't have those brilliant flashes as though you're standing on the top of a Himalayan mountain. The journey is half of the lesson. The lessons will come later, the realization. Okay. This one has not yet learned that we cannot hurry the universal time clock. Just had that lesson. The closed eyes on the moon face says he's willing to go inward for direction, which is what a quest should be. The quarter moon, the subconscious, gives support when needed. He walks on solid ground with the aid of a staff. He has all that he needs to accomplish his goal. The card can also mean a journey of a physical nature, like to the top of a mountain, such as going to a distant place to learn. We don't have to do that. We can learn in our own backyard, but sometimes that trip is wonderful. Sometimes we need to be cautious about taking that journey. Be careful. Reversed, there are obstacles in the way of either the journey or the learning process. Sometimes we get tired when we're on those journeys, and we don't think straight, and we don't use good judgment. Taking your time is important. If together with a card such as the Two of Cups in reverse, it can mean the journey's postponed, usually because of illness. Remember, the Two of Cups is the one with the medical staff on it. In reverse, by itself, so to speak, this card can mean depression, especially with the Devil card or the Tower card, or lack of faith in the knowledge gained thus far. Sometimes we question about what we've learned. Lack of confidence in self. On the other hand, this is a message of joy and encouragement to keep moving towards an important goal, especially if this card shows up with the Ace of Cups. They're going to chase me off the air in a few seconds. You've got probably 1 minute to give me a call. I've given out the phone numbers. You've got those phone numbers. This is Elaine Ireland. We've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Next week, we will have Grace here. She will be with us from El Paso. An amazing psychic. She's had her own radio show for many years now. I've done several psychic fairs with her. Her talent is really, really wonderful. Get those questions ready. The lady that was supposed to be with us on the 20th is unable to. I'm going to try to find somebody to be there. Robert Baca is going to be with us on the 27th. He's also a fabulous psychic. So I'm trying to get people available for you for the love month for those questions about love. In the meantime, I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to wish you lots of love and lots of joy the rest of this month and forever. Don't forget to say a prayer for Elka. She and her family would appreciate it. We will have her back as quickly as we can. And the rest of this week, until you come back and join me next week, and I hope you will, don't forget to share a smile with someone, please. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Thanks for listening to Songs from My Stories Untold album. Copies of the album are available from cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. And thanks for listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet